than being blessed morning being here. Moses, thank you for those gracious words. It was beautiful. The little encouragement that you gave us. All right, we as a church, as most of you know, there's a few visitors here. We are going through the book of Proverbs as a congregation. And this morning we're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 28, verses 12 through 18. Just read this. Verse 12. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a ranging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Let's pray, if we could, bow for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to thank thee and praise thee that thou art Almighty God, Lord. That we can worship Thee and serve Thee. Lord, we do thank Thee that we could gather together this morning and look to Thy Word. Thank Thee for Thy Word that we do have, Thy written Word, Lord, that we could study it. Lord, we thank Thee for the testimony that Thy Son, Jesus, left upon this earth for us. And that we can, just give us the grace to be followers of Him and to serve Him. Lord, pray for Thy grace and mercy now this morning, that Thou would be with me, comfort me, and direct me. Pray that Thy Spirit be felt here this morning, and that the words that come forth would be for Thee, from Thee, and yes, that Thy Spirit could be here and Thy Word could be glorified. Lord, I just want to thank Thee and praise Thee and pray that, yes, Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, as I was looking over these verses here, I'm going to, if I may, look at these verses a little bit different than I have in the past as far as just going through them individually. One reason I'm going to do that is because here in the last several months, there's been something ringing in my ears, and these verses, so we can kind of bring that together a little bit if we could. I appreciate this saying up here on the board. How well do you care for your own soul? Keep that in mind, because I do want to, I will go well with what I would have to say this morning. How well do you care for your own soul? As we read these verses, and as is common in Proverbs, at least the last two-thirds of it, all these verses have two things. There is the righteousness, and then there is the wicked. Not all of them have both, but most of them have a but in the verse to see the difference between the two. Verse 1, we have rejoice, and there is great glory. And then we have a wicked person that takes authority. Let me see. There we go. An authority position. And men do hide. Or may, at all. Verse 2. Confesseth and forsaketh. And I think that's very important. You get both in there. Have mercy. I don't know, am I writing big enough? Can you see that? I guess it's in the... I'm not tall enough to reach very high. Covereth sins. The wicked. Not prosper. And then verse 3, for the righteous, feareth alway. Yeah. He's happy. And then 4, for the wicked, sorry. Hardeneth heart. Mischief. And then for verse 4, there's nothing directly for the righteousness. I'm going to put in being a servant. And then for the wicked, a ruler. He is a predator. Verse 5, sorry about that. Hateth covetousness. Long days. And the wicked, somebody who must know. A great oppressor. And then for the 6th one, again, there's nothing really for the righteous. I'm going to put... I'm going to just put has righteousness. And doeth violence. Shall flee. And then the last verse, verse 18. Walketh uprightly. Be saved, he shall be saved. And for the wicked, perverse, shall fall. Okay. Now, we all, as men that have been born upon this earth, we have all, at one point or another, been part of this wicked side. We've all done that. Whether we maybe have not touched all of these areas, but we are definitely all, we are all born in sin, and wickedness is our nature. That is just the way it is in life. Glory to God that some of us have chosen to walk in Christ's righteousness. And these here can be a reality in our life. And that's just a few of them. Like I said, in this here book, starting at chapter 10, it just goes on and on. And then, especially in the New Testament, it's a beautiful thing. So, but what scares me, where I see myself at times, and what I've been hearing the last several months, is that the third state that I see is the worst state of all, is whenever we say that we are here, but in reality, we are here. Hypocrisy. That was my life for many years, and yes, it's not fun. I here several months ago, talked to somebody, and he was just talking about Christians in general. He said, "You're all a bunch of hypocrites." He said, "I'm sure there's a lot of truth. I know there's a lot of truth. I don't want to always admit to it, but we can look out. I can point to other Christians and say, yeah, they're a bunch of hypocrites. But is he talking about me too?" And I'm sure there's times, even though he might not know me well, there's times, there's things in my life that that is very hypocritical in what I do. There's always that possibility. Here, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to another individual, and they mentioned a couple of people's name. This person was not converted. And, I'm just asking them what's keeping them. Why don't they want to be a Christian? Why don't they want to serve God? And they said, well, look at these other people. They claim to be Christian, but look at the way they're living. And it's true. I know who they are talking about. And yeah, it's very true. You know, these people are not living, to the standard that God has placed for us. And it's a high standard. That's probably one reason most people don't want to, or that most people do live a hypocritical life, is because it's a high standard and it costs a lot, and it's not fun to pay that much for. This world has so much to offer, and Satan does, and so let's live for the time, let's live for the moment. But just a little bit of comparison, if I may. And please, whenever I'm saying this here, yeah, I was the one that was convicted whenever I've been hearing these things. And if it fits you, search your life. If not, then don't, yeah, just pass it on. But I think we all, as it says, as Moses said, you know, that for God to search us, but also we have the responsibility to search ourselves and to see where there might be. Are we, as far as these two verses, you know, do we rejoice? Do we, when people talk about spiritual things, about godly things, do we amen and hallelujah and get right in there? But whenever we're, wherever we're at, whatever we might do, and are men not wanting to be around us? Are they wanting to get away? The next one here, do we give an appearance of confessing and forsaking? Do we, as some churches have the a confessional or so forth, do we go and we confess things? But are we living a victorious, prosperous life in Christ? If we are not fully confessing and surrendering, forsaking them, walking away, turning the other way, we will not have a prosperous spiritual life in Christ. Next one. We say we fear God. We say we... He is our all in all. But do we continually get into mischief? Do we dabble in things that are not of God? Do we appear to be a servant? Do a lot of things. Be of service. And even men can say, wow, look what all they do. You know, they're quite a servant of God. But are we... This here, a predator, a roaring lion or a raging bear, do we seek... You know, that was compared to a ruler. You know, we know many rulers who go out and they seek the best in the land. We look at the land of Babylon. Whenever they went into Israel, and they took the best of the land, they left those that are weak and poor. That's a predator. Somebody who just takes what is most valued to them, what they can use, what they can advantage them. You know, sometimes that can happen. We can be a servant. I say this out of experience. I can be a servant expecting that I can get reward for myself. That'll benefit me. That's being a predator. Whenever I want to do something for the Lord, but it's coming down to me. I get the glory from it. I get the satisfaction. The righteous one hateth covetousness. You say you don't want, you know, we just want to live for the Lord. We don't want to live for the things of this world, but. The great oppressor. I think Reuben had it last week. As far as that we can gain a lot of things, but if we do it, that gain is going to go to the poor. I think it's in verse 8 or 9. I don't know, somewhere. Verse 8. You know, we do we really hate covetousness and wanting greed and wanting more? You know, because whenever we do that, we are going to oppress people. We are going to get, so we can get what we want. And here, you know, appearing or having righteousness, or do we just appear to have righteousness? It kind of goes along with the rejoice. What was that? Anyhow, do we? And this in here, yeah. We'll flee. Do we, the men hiding from us, or do we, whenever, if we have an appearance of righteousness, and people talk to us about, and there again, am I in this situation? People talk to us about Christ. Are we willing to sit there and engage with them, truly engage, whether they bring us blessings from the Word, or reproving us, or whatever it might be, are we willing to accept all that they have? Or do we want to just get away from the situation? We don't, it's getting hot. We don't want to be a part of it. And for the last one here, when we appear to walk uprightly, you know, we can, there again, for many years, I put on a good front. It looked like I was walking. I was going to church. I was doing the things that was required. It looked good, but a fall felt great. And that's, you know, that's some of the past, but it's present too. If I don't continually search my heart, I'll be right back there again. If I may, I want to be careful with this here. Put some of this in shoe leather just a little bit more. You know, doing business dealings. I like to make a buck. You know, am I truthful in what whenever I have a business dealing? Am I presenting the whole truth? Am I not trying to cover up some flaw? Am I not am I laying it all out what it really is? Or am I holding something back? Just to make an extra buck or save a little bit of time. This next one really hits home for me. Going out and being a witness for Jesus, for the Word of God, being a testimony for Him. I have a way to fill my time up. Do we say that is truly our desire, is to go and witness for Jesus, to spread the Word, spread the Gospel? You know, as we say often, and as the Word says, what is in the heart will come out. It will be manifest. And what I have a desire to do, I somehow really make time to fulfill that desire, if that's what I want to do. And so if my desire is really to spread the Gospel, why don't I find the time to do it? Is it really in my heart to do that there? Is that what I'm living for? Or am I living for comforts? Am I living for, just whatever? I don't know. There's just a few things. One more, whenever I was young, I wanted to be homeschooled. I was not. I went to public school, but I wanted to do that because I didn't want to study. I didn't like sitting in a classroom all day long. I wanted to go out and I wanted to do stuff outside. Are we being truthful with, the government has some regulations for us. I don't know. Those are just a few things. Definitely not inclusive, but just a few things to think about. So going back to these. Are we hiding? Are men hiding from us? Are we getting into trouble? Are we dragging people down? Or do we have the blessedness of Christ? Do we have I believe we do a lot, but I wanted to just encourage us, to strengthen us, to go deeper. Confesseth and forsaketh the sins. How does that say that? In verse 13. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them, his sins, shall have mercy. Them, all of them. Totally inclusive. We shall have mercy. And great mercy. You know, this year rejoice, a righteous man rejoice and have great glory. And glory is the glory, as it says, the hoary head is the glory to the man, or children are a glory to the parents, and so forth. That's the kind of glory that it is. It's the glory that that men will, not to get recognition, but just to recognize that, wow, that is really something. To fear God, to be happy, be a true servant. It's just beautiful that Christ has given us the mercy and strength to do these things over here. Do we truly hate covetousness? Like I said earlier, I enjoy making a buck. I do. Yeah, it's I have to be careful with this in here, very much so. Do I really hate? The love of money is the root of all evil. Is that, do I just want a little bit more? Or do I want to have long days in Jesus Christ? Long days, eternity, that's the longest day. It's a beautiful day. And have His full righteousness in us. Then we will, when we walk uprightly, when we truly are walking in His ways, in His statutes and precepts, we shall be saved. And as somebody once mentioned to me one time, shall be saved. It's a past, present, and future, all in one little, all three words there. Shall in the future, be present, saved in the past. And yeah, that's another message. But I thank you and just encourage you. Encourage us as a congregation, us as children of God, to not be living a hypocritical life, but truly, fully being surrendered in God and Christ and what He has for us. Thank you.